They're dicking around. All right, hey, everybody. This is
an AvPour.
Yeah.
A live one, actually. Well, not live.
Well, not live, but more planned.
We're actually planned this planned AvPour.
Are we supposed to say
so let's get through it real quick.
Nah, we whatever.
Man crushes.
Who's going to start?
I'll start.
Wait, okay.
You want to play the music?
I like...
It doesn't really...
Shut up.
Yes.
Let's get some dead air.
Yeah.
Just start. You can go ahead. Go ahead, Alex.
Jude Law, Ewan McGregor, and Clive Owen.
But why?
Because they're all...
Because they're butts. Duh.
They're all white.
Oh.
White as a white.
Because you just never had a white? That's why you want?
White as a white. Like, they weren't born in America. They were like, they're true whites.
True whites.
Yeah. They're all foreign and they have accents, so...
I think one was in Moulin Rouge, right? That's why you love your musical. So you know he's singing, but he's white.
I think Jude Law's my number one, though.
Oh, Jude Law's been in something singing too. Yeah. I just don't know.
I forgot what I saw him in recently.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Which one was in a musical?
Ewan McGregor. And he also did Beauty and the Beast recently. What? Huh?
What musical?
Moulin Rouge.
What songs did they sing on there?
This one.
Can you sing it for us?
No.
Please. So, on Talented Mr. Ripley, when he gets out of the tub and he shows, like, he gets in front of Matt Damon, were you like, I wish I was Matt Damon for once?
Yes, I was.
Well, Matt Damon wore, like, a little, like, skimpy swimsuit in that movie, too.
I thought they were going to be gay in that movie.
He was gay, but he was. Yeah, he was for that.
Tommy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
What about yours, Jeff?
I thought everybody was going to say Donald Glover, but Donald Glover, just because he's like, it's not as much a sexual thing as I'm just like jealous of their creativity or
who's
like,
that?
Kind of where I'm. He did some music way back when, okay. But that's about it. He hasn't really done much. There's a show called Georgia on FXX.
What else has he done?
Wasn't he like the Great Bambino too?
Yeah. He played some baseball for a while.
What else?
You know, he does it all. He's a triple threat.
Name some of his stuff that he's in.
Like, he's on Community. He was on Derek Comedy. What was the movie called that they made? I can't think of the fucking name.
It's on Hulu.
All I remember is... I mean, I remember, but the line that sticks up in my head is, we would like to buy one thing of cocaine, please, like, or whatever, like, they're trying to book their one big ball.
There's a picture of, like, fruit, like, nobody masturbate to this picture of fruit, this painting of fruit, and it's, like, three of them, and they all go to bed, and they're, like, they all wake up, they're, like, why would they say that? Like, so they all get up.
It's so fucking weird, stupid.
And they go, like, trying to get that fucking painting so they can masturbate to it.
What is this shit?
It's the mystery team.
Mystery team. That's what it was. I couldn't think of the damn name.
Aubrey Plaza's in it. Dude, yeah. You need to watch
that. That's right. That's
the one with the...
It's on Hulu. Just watch it.
It's a show?
Yeah.
No, it's a movie.
It's with Pee Wee Herman, right?
No.
No. No, you're thinking of...
Mystery Men.
That was a
mystery. What'd y'all say?
Mystery Team.
Oh, okay.
It's on Hulu.
There's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like... I kind of see... Like, in terms of, like, he's a white male around my age who is creative and, like, kind of did something I wanted to do for a long time.
Not necessarily act. I masturbate.
Yeah. But he's a very young, driven guy who's kind of very smart in what he's done and all that stuff. So that's basically why, like, I'm like, if I were a driven person or who had talent and did all that stuff, I would be, like, I could be equal to him. That's what I think. And then this one came up recently after I heard about him. I knew who the actor was, but I heard more about his personal life when he was a kid. It's the guy who played Oberyn Tyrell on The Game of Thrones. His real name is Pedro Pascal. He was on last season of Narcos.
Both seasons of Narcos.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't watch him on there, but anyway, I thought he was a good actor. But that guy, like, he was originally born in Chile, and, like, they escaped, like, he's had this really rough young life to get to the United States. And, like, you hear, like, I heard about all the shit he went through, and I was like, holy shit, like, and he's still like this, like.
Did he get locked up in the concentration camp?
No.
You get separated.
That's not. Not
he didn't go through that.
His kids might.
So he's had it pretty easy then.
Anybody else? But He lived in Texas for a long time, and like after like they made it here and stuff like that. But like he originally from Chile, and like they were against the
restaurant,
the government. Yes.
Oh.
But anyways, I heard about. Not only is he a good-looking man, but like he came like from this really hard, rough life, and he's like a really positive person.
Yes.
And I thought, oh wow, yeah, I would totally get with that dude, especially if he was a gay robot.
There you go. Anybody else?
So, that's mine. That's mine.
Mondo.
Yeah.
Can we guess yours?
I'd have to go with Frank Grillo.
Oh, okay.
That dude's old enough to be
the guy that made biscuits.
Huh?
The guy that came up with biscuits.
Okay.
What were you saying? That guy's old enough to be our dads. You know, he was born in 63, and he's fit. I mean, you should look up Frank Grillo shirtless. Motherfucker's a badass. And I don't know. He just seems like the last... manliest man in Hollywood, you know, except for the selfies he takes on Instagram.
That should bring you closer to him.
It does, but I'm also like,
that's not why you're initially attracted or whatever.
Yeah, like I'm a dude and I don't like taking selfies, okay. You know, but yeah, Frank Grillo, it's just, you know, that he's, you know, he's almost 60 years old. No, he's like,
is he really that old?
He's like born in 63.
Wow.
So that's what, 50, I'm gonna look that 55? Up later. And, but, you know, the fact that he's fit and everything, and, you know, he's got all his hair and everything, and he's becoming a big star now. It's just like, man, that motherfucker's a badass.
Yeah, he's 53.
53?
Just him?
Yeah.
Hum?
Just him?
Just him.
And Kyle Chandler. Oh, right. He's got some dreamy eyes, you know. No, he's cool. I like him too. He's, you know, like I was saying in one of the episodes, that, you know, he's the kind of person that I strive to be, you know, as a person, you know, just, but yeah, his man crush, you know. And anytime I see him in anything, I'm like, oh shit, it's Kyle Chandler. You know, he's badass. So, yeah, so that's all I got.
What about you, Harry?
Let's see. One of my man crushes. I'm gonna go with like musical Frank Ocean.
Frank, I think he.
Okay?
Isn't he?
Yeah, I would go gay for Frank Ocean.
Is he already?
Huh?
You're asking? Are you saying that like is he already? Is he gay?
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's bisexual. Oh, okay. Whatever.
He's already crossed that line.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. I didn't know.
Let's see. Who else would I?
I stole them all. I stole all your DJ, yeah, they,
yeah,
GGL.
Joseph. Shia LaBeouf. I don't know.
It's even just, now when he's all crazy. He's not crazy. Yeah. He's just being real. He doesn't want to be in the Hollywood. He wants to do his own thing however
I'm
he
okay
wants.
With that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to be.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say he's crazy because he's really not. He's probably just being weird on purpose.
I don't want to be famous. Like if I'm gonna be with him, I don't want to be like, hey, you're Shia LaBeouf, you know. if I'm with him,
you want him to be famous?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. I don't want all the attention.
You don't want to be.
I don't want to be taking a dump and then people will be like, hey, you're the dude that's with Shia LaBeouf. I mean, so. you know what I mean? Like I don't want that.
You want to go out and have a nice meal.
That'd be weird for me. Yeah. That would be. I want to be able to go to Burger King and just be like, hey, me and my Whopper in peace. You know, it's me and my boy. We're just eating Whoppers. Arms crossed.
You thought about
no big deal.
And you know. Eating dicks later.
I feel like you've thought this through way more than any of us.
Yes.
Chicken, the fries.
You think Shia LaBeouf's a Burger
fries?
King guy? I don't know.
No. We would eat at Burger King. I feel like I could convince him to go to Burger King with me. Maybe on anniversaries, have a nice CC's pizza.
Who else do you have?
Let's see. I keep thinking like it's gonna be somebody black.
Why?
God damn.
I would
because he's racist and he wants to.
I just want to redeem myself for no. I don't. This is probably gonna like surprise y'all, but like Will Smith, like here lately, like yeah. Like
I remember used to hate him.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen his Instagram stuff lately. Like I really dig Will Smith. Yeah. He's a good guy.
If you want to say,
turn it around for me.
If you want to say, like, okay, I'll give one more. It's an Instagram crush. It would be The Rock. It would be Dwayne Johnson.
I know some people.
Only because he's very, the only movie I think I've seen recently of his was Jumanji. But like I don't think he makes terrible movies, but I don't think he makes great movies. But his personal life and how he promotes himself, he's very positive and always looking to be a better person or a better self. And that's, to me, is always a great quality, and I see that. So yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I'd be with you. Yeah. I would be you at we wouldn't be at Burger King, because you know, you see how he works out and eats. We'd probably be you know, at one of those fit those places that make the meals for you, the Fit his, Meals or whatever.
Have you seen his cheat days?
Yeah. That's yeah. That's when we'd be hanging out. I mean, I'd be like, he'd have like the stack of pancakes.
Oh
or whatever.
My gosh,
yeah, it's crazy.
I feel like with Will Smith, it'd be kind of weird though, because he's a Scientologist, right? Like,
no, that was always a. I was reading about that recently. It was just a rumor.
Oh, but then no. There's another rumor that they're swingers. Him and Jada, right? Okay. I picked a good one.
I was reading about all that recently.
I picked a good one.
I don't know why. I have no idea why, but I was reading about that.
I mean, he was in that movie with Shia.
Jada's a vampire, pretty much, right? Both of them are. Like, they don't age.
Oh. So
I was going to say, Shia's friends. Like, Will and Shia are friends because they were in iRobot together, so he would go one way, and he'd say, yeah, you can go get with Shia. It's all good.
Yeah. I picked the good ones.
Good combination.
All right.
Good
combination. All right.
All right. That's it for our man crushes. All right.
Bye.